You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
Reports of cyber espionage against both India and Pakistan, notes on Hansitor malware, the WireX Android DDoS botnet is discovered and taken down by an industry consortium, a BGP fumble hit Japan's internet, not hackers, Hurricane Harvey and Game of Thrones fishbait are in circulation, and no, not that GPS. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. Symantec reports that sites in India and Pakistan have been the targets of a sustained cyber espionage campaign using Endor spyware. The spying goes at least as far back as October 2016 and seems to have focused on collecting information on regional security matters. Symantec says the campaign looks like the work of a single nation state, but it doesn't specify which one. Other observers note that India has been experiencing a heightened state of tension with China, but that's merely an indicator and doesn't rise even to the level of circumstantial evidence. The spyware was installed via a phishing campaign. The fishbait used represented itself as links to stories on South Asian security matters, maliciously altered reports from Reuters, The Hindu, and Z News. The stories covered military affairs, issues surrounding Kashmir, and news of Indian secession movements. These topics would be of interest to targets in both India and Pakistan. Since both countries were targeted, it seems likely the threat actor represented some third nation. Some observers are reminded of the back doors installed in an earlier espionage campaign mounted against Qatar. Those back doors were known as Spynote and Revokery. They're different from Endor, but they worked in a similar fashion. The NHS Lanarkshire attack has been confirmed as ransomware. It's not WannaCry, but exactly which ransomware variant hit the NHS systems remains unclear. Healthcare services continue to experience interruptions in parts of Scotland, with patients asked to defer non-urgent care and some operations cancelled. Observers note that ransomware is playing an increasingly important role in attacks intended to disrupt as well as extort. For now, this incident seems motivated by extortion, but the story is still developing. Cylance research on Hansator exposes how the malware's three-step exploitation of low-level Windows vulnerabilities enables it to accomplish its work. Hansator is being used by the Man1 threat group. It's distributed in maliciously crafted macros contained in Microsoft Word documents. Man1, whoever they are, don't use commodity malware, and Hansator was put together with some care. Recently, there was a good bit of hubbub surrounding a Wisconsin tech company's decision to give employees the option of using an implantable RFID chip to allow building access and to purchase food at work. Some feared ubiquitous tracking, while others see an inevitable shift toward a more effortlessly connected future. Avi Reichenthal is CEO at Exponential Works, a venture investment, advisory, and product development company with a focus on connected devices, and he offers his perspective.
The reality is we are going to become more connected. We are already. I mean, we have the most rudimentary human-to-machine interface today that puts our brain online. We call it a smartphone or a cell phone. Rudimentary in the sense that we need to use fingers and eyes to put our brains online. One can see very rapidly the advent of more sophisticated human-to-machine interfaces that would put our brains online. The question is, how do you get the benefit of mind extension, of awareness, of information, of entertainment without the unintended consequences of losing privacy, losing identity, losing safety, and basically being violated as a human being in the sacred space that is you?
And yet, time and time again, we've seen, even with social media, that people seem to be remarkably willing to trade privacy for convenience.
Yes, and I think that this is why, you know, we see this explosion of investments into the convergence of exponential technologies. And that's how we see now that the rate and pace of technological disruption and convergence far exceeds the ability of society to comprehend and think through it, and completely outstrips the capacity of our legislative and regulatory bodies, governing bodies, to not only comprehend, but to put the proper checks and balances in place.
And so where do you see those different forces converging?
I think that first and foremost, we really need to remember that companies that are introducing this incredibly powerful yet invasive technology have a responsibility to make it as safe as possible, and have a responsibility, Dave, to also educate the users and the various legislative and regulatory bodies about all of the amazing applications, but also about all the unintended consequences. I think that it's particularly when the companies that are enabling the technology have the deep pockets to do it. And then, of course, we need to think of how to disrupt government as we know it, in a good sense, good disruption that begins to make our legislative bodies and law enforcement and regulatory bodies more tech savvy and part of the conversation from the get-go, not from a point of view of fear, intimidation, but to embrace technology. Technology is here to stay. Technology on the whole creates a lot more good than bad, but in every new chapter of technological advancements, we have just as many capable, smart people working on the bad side of it than the good.
That's Avi Reichenthal from Exponential Works. Collaborative work by several security companies appears to have contained an Android distributed denial of service botnet. WireX was detected on August 17th, hitting hospitality, adult, and gambling sites, as well as some domain registrars. The botnet was disabled by Akamai, Cloudflare, Flashpoint, Google, Oracle, RiskIQ, and Team Kimry. So bravo to them all, but beware. The appearance of an Android DDoS botnet is a relatively novel phenomenon and bears watching going forward. fishbait currently chumming the internet attracts both the noble, that would be Hurricane Harvey relief scams, and the base, that would be bogus Game of Thrones unreleased episode come-ons. So unfortunately, you'll have to take care before you donate to hurricane relief efforts in Houston. By all means give, but don't trust the begging emails. And Game of Thrones, well, if you're bent on streaming pirated video, you're on your own, and you've been warned. A BGP fumble, that's Border Gateway Protocol, briefly shut down Japan's internet last Friday. The outage lasted a couple of hours, but threw a scare into authorities as well as ordinary Janes and Joes. The Register characterizes it as being caused by someone fat-thumbing a Border Gateway Protocol advertisement. And finally, to return for a moment to Scotland, you may have found some of the coverage of the NHS Lanarkshire ransomware confusing, as it reported global positioning system hacking. Some headlines even called out global positioning system outages. Be reassured, that seems to have been verbal confusion. The GPS that's known to have sustained disruption was General Practice Surgery's, not Global Positioning System. Americans in particular may have been puzzled by the acronym, unless, of course, they watched Doc Martin on BBC America, in which case it made perfect sense. Joining me once again is Justin Harvey. He's the Global Incident Response Leader at Accenture. Justin, welcome back. You know, we talk a lot about threat intelligence, and today you wanted to take us through some things that teams can use when it comes to open source threat intelligence.
Yes, the principle behind open source threat intelligence monitoring is to harness the collective power of the internet, I guess, or the globe of all of these security researchers out there. There's a big parallel between the war or the battle that we are fighting on the cyber level and real world war or kinetic warfare. And with kinetic warfare, there's an intelligence component, people in the ground, people in the air, analysts back in intelligence centers that are essentially synthesizing in real time all of the battlefield data. In the cyber arena, we still have to fight the same war. Just like with kinetic warfare, we have a battlefield, we have real adversaries, and we have threat intelligence. The only difference is every company cannot afford, or they're not able to have a threat intelligence component. So one of the things that many organizations are doing, they are leveraging the collective power and knowledge of the open source. And the best way to pipeline and to analyze that information or collect that information is to utilize Twitter. Hmm. And the unique thing about Twitter is that all of the security researchers, all of the companies like Accenture, and even many organizations that have been hit by cyber attacks are sharing that data. And it's not just tactical threat intelligence. It's not just indicators that you need to know to grab to put into your systems. It's also strategic threat intelligence. So it's the tactics, the techniques, the procedures that the adversaries are using. We're also using open source intelligence monitoring to see emerging attacks. So as soon as we heard about WannaCry, as soon as we were hearing about Petya, not Petya, we were starting to see all of the reports coming in via Twitter. Now, clearly, you still need to have someone on your team. Typically, it's one or two people that are curating that information and seeing if it's relevant or actionable by your organization. But as with emerging cyber attacks around malware and destructive malware, ransomware, whatever, you can also get ahead of 0 days. So even if a 0 day has been announced, there's still a period of time between when the 0 day is announced and there's a vendor patch. And being able to know about that vulnerability or cyber attack much earlier in the process, so those precious hours and or days could really make the big difference between whether your environment is taken completely down or whether you're able to survive it.
All right. Interesting information as always. Justin Harvey, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.